All right, KFIZ News Time is 10:11, coming up on 10:12 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. Thanks for joining us here on a Thursday. It's August 5th of 2021. Of course, we're over a year away from the 2022 election here in Wisconsin and, of course, across the country, too. But we're too early to talk some politics and introduce you to a name you're probably going to be seeing on the ballot here coming up next year. Not a Republican, not a Democrat, but an independent candidate for governor here in Wisconsin, a third-party candidate. Pleased to be joined by Jess Heisel. He is running for governor in 2022 as an independent, and he joins us on the phone lines here this morning. Jess, thanks so much for taking some time to chat this morning. How are you?
Absolutely great. Thank you so much for having me on. Absolute pleasure.
Well, we have been chatting via email, and you came up and introduced yourself at Breakfast on the Farm a month or two ago, and I appreciate you for doing that, and we set something up here this morning. So, you know, like I said, 2022 still a ways away yet, but, you know, the political ads and information is going to be ramping up here in the next couple months here as we start the run-up to that election. Just to start, give us kind of your background and what inspired you to run for governor as a third-party candidate.
Ooh, great question. Well, inspired me. I got tired of the fighting, the negativity, and things not getting done. And I'm standing up for it. And we got to start working together to get the legislation passed. I got really frustrated during COVID when nothing happened. I think it was, April 15th through February this year. Nothing passed. And it seemed they weren't even trying to work together. They were almost trying to let it fail. And I felt like I was collateral damage. And I'm standing up for it and say, hey, we actually have to start working for the people. And we have to start doing the right thing. And for who I am, I'm an engineer. I graduated here from UW-Madison, Air Force veteran. I grew up in a small town called Avoca, 505 population. I think they're up to about 700 now. And ended up moving to Muscadet there, mushroom capital of the world. Mm-hmm. They are at about 1,400 population. And from there, I joined the Air Force and grew up a lot more during that time. I was a C-130 crew chief. We traveled to all different types of places and countries and saw a lot of things and the diversities and really grew from that. And got out and came back to here in Wisconsin. I met my wife down there in Texas and conned her in to come up here with me. And, yeah, got back up here, went to UW-Madison as an engineer and got out and did some engineering for mechanical and electrical and computer programming. And then we lived right here in Spring Green and did some jobs for the engineering side and even engineering directors. And ended up now I am at the University of Wisconsin. I am the operations superintendent for the School of Medicine and Public Health. So we have probably about 30% of campus. So they keep me pretty busy during the days.
That is for sure. Well, great to hear your background, and thank you for your service, too. And I'm sure a lot of folks are happy to hear that part of your story. And I know you've been around Fond du Lac County. As I said, you talked to me and folks at the Breakfast on the Farm, and I'm sure you've been all across the state so far here in the early part of the campaign cycle. What have you been hearing from people across the state as you've talked to them? Obviously, we're probably a very purple state here in Wisconsin, and both sides are very dug in, Republican, Democrat. They believe their beliefs, and they believe their candidates are the best candidates. What have you been hearing from folks as you walk up and introduce yourself as a third-party candidate running for governor in 2022?
It's one word, frustration. Hmm. People are very frustrated. Some are very angry as well. They're tired of things almost being forced on them and the inaction. And they're starting to see the flaws between the two-party system. They're starting to see this entrenchment between both sides and nothing getting done and fingers pointed. And it almost seems like both sides refuse to do anything because they don't want to give somebody else credit. Well, here's the thing. We have to do what's right for the people. And I think that's where they're going wrong. So across the state, yeah, people are frustrated. And I only missed one weekend. It was Father's Day. It's the only day I did not hit up a dairy breakfast. Okay. And it was great food, by the way.
Well, Well, that's a great place to meet people, especially because every county has one, and it's a, you know, a great community event. And especially after the year we had of no events, you were sure to meet a ton of people. So what better place to you know, walk around and meet the everyday folk of our state than a nice you know, community countywide event celebrating one of the things we do really well here in Wisconsin, and that's dairy, right?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Dairy is so important. We are the dairy state. We have to protect our reputation and stand up for the farmers. And I want to say about one every day, roughly, right now, a farm closes. And when you get into the small farms, they need help. They need those milk prices up. That's really the bottom line. That's really where all their money comes from. So they have to get that support. And nobody's even tried. There was a farm bill that was introduced, I want to say it was late 2019, and it didn't even make it to the floor. They're not even trying to help them out, and it's getting frustrated. I talked a little bit about that, nothing getting done during COVID. I went through the benefit of the doubt of saying, hey, all right, what was before COVID? So I went through a year's time from November to November, and exactly during that time, from 2019 to 2020, 1,000 bills were introduced, and only 94 passed. I started looking at them, and the humanitarian ones, and, you know, honoring the life and members of service people, the Packers' 100th year, those ones passed. Mm-hmm. But the other, the 906 that failed, those are the ones that we needed. Our infrastructures, our farming assistance, our health care costs, voting rights, those are the ones that we need to address, and they're not being addressed. I remember, it was 2019 in November again, when they argued about that Christmas tree, on what to call it, the Capitol Christmas tree. Was it the Wisconsin Capitol tree, or was it the Wisconsin Christmas tree? They argued about it, and they actually voted party line on what to call a Christmas tree. And, yeah, they spent a week or two arguing about that, too. And these aren't the things that they need to be working on. They have to start helping the people. So, yeah, I got, again, frustration, right?
Yeah, and like you said, you've heard that a lot from folks across the state so far here in the early part of the campaign. How do you plan to make inroads? Obviously, we've seen that, and as I said before, you know, you hear frustration from people who support both sides, Democrat, Republican, and there's independents involved, of course, too. How do you plan to make inroads as a third-party governor? Because we've seen that right now with the split governorship and the split legislature. The governor will propose something. The Republican legislature basically says, you know, sure, great, but no, here's how we're going to do it. How do you even begin with a situation like that? Because it's clearly an issue, right? How do you begin as a third party candidate to even try to get things done in kind of a scenario like that?
Absolutely. You know, that was the first question that I asked myself when I started this. You know, I started digging into this during Thanksgiving last year, during COVID. And I said, how will that actually make a change? So number one is, how does an independent even stand out? Because the voting through the history is shown that independents are tough. So I'm starting early, trying to get my name out there and talking to people. Every single weekend, I'm at a county fair now. I went from dairy breakfast to county fair, so eating great. And getting that name out is very tough, so I've started teaming up with other independents across the state. I've gotten a hold of the Libertarian Party. The chair of the Libertarian Party and I are going to campaign up in Green Bay next week, just kind of walking around the Brown County Fair. I've gotten a hold of the Unity Party. I'm going to meet with the National Committee on the 13th. And talk to them. Worked with the Common Sense Party. I'm getting in contact with the Patriot Party, too. So kind of creating a collaboration, a coalition, as we can say, and have that confidence that people can start voting in this direction. And I look at it as, if I can get 200,000 votes, that's my goal. And in 250, I'll guarantee you, if I start popping up under the polls, people are going to start looking. And not just myself, but some of these other third parties are independent, and really start, you know, paying attention to those people. And if I can start with some of that traction, at least it's going to start pushing the two parties to start looking at each other to say, hey, we need to start looking together. And let's say that I do make it. Let's say that an independent does get in on the top. As an independent, I don't care who gets the credit. I'm not affiliated with a party. And I would be empowered by the people. And that's who I represent. And then the two parties, we can start having them work together. And I talked to some of them, and some of them are great people that want, they see the inefficiencies in our government, and they see that things are not right, but they keep going party line. And I'm encouraging these people. I'm like, I tell them, if I get in, I want you to stand up and do what's right, the altruism way, right? Mm-hmm. And start working for the people. And that resonated with them. And they said, that's a really good idea, because they can be powerful when they start standing up to the organizations, right? Because our media would catch on to that and say, ooh, look at that. Somebody's actually trying to work for the people and make a change, a positive change, a new culture, if you will. And the people need the power back. I want to say right here in Ripon, Wisconsin, 1862, I think it was, the Republican Party was formed, right? They were going against slavery, so the Whigs got together, some of the people from the Whigs got together, and they formed that Republican Party. And, you know, they stood up, and what happened, right? Abraham Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And the progressive movement, that came out of the Republican Party. And all those things, they knew that the government was doing wrong. They knew that there was campaign issues. They knew that there was money going in the wrong directions. Well, you know what? History repeats itself. We are very similar to where we were during the Great Depression and some of the things that are happening here in Wisconsin. And we need to get that back. Like, we're the worst in the nation in some things, in the statistics, and it just keeps getting ignored and nothing's happening. And it's time that we stand up and look at third parties. And people are. 63% of America wants a third party. They want that other choice. More than just three, to be honest with you. I think people are talking about five. If they can get five people on a debate stage with different parties or different agendas, competition is great. Competition is what inspires ideas and change and cultures. And that's what we need. But with two parties, we're not getting that. They're fighting for power. And I go back to, I feel like collateral damage, and I think we all should, because they care about the parties more than the people.
We're talking with Jess Heisel. He is running for governor as an independent coming up in 2022. We'll open for anyone listening here this morning that does have a question. You can email those in Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at KFIZ.com. Just put your name and where you're from in the email and ask your question. We can answer those here a little bit in a little bit with Jess. Again, that's Spencer at KFIZ.com. Just ask your question of Jess if you have one here this morning. You talk about name recognition. You said that's kind of the first step in maybe, you know, getting some traction in this crazy political world we're in. And obviously, Jess, and this will be our final question for this segment at least, if you you know, want to be successful, you're going to have to peel away votes from the staunch Democrats, the staunch Republicans, the people that vote, you know, party line, no matter what the election is. We all know people like that that'll just grab the ballot. Oh, Republican, vote down the line, or Democrat, vote down the line. How do you plan to do that? How do you plan to sway that support? Name recognition is one thing, and getting your message out there here early on certainly is one thing. But how do you peel away a support from, say, a staunch Democrat, a staunch Republican, and try to be successful in doing so?
Absolutely. This kind of goes back to establishing that confidence in people to be able to vote that other direction, because you're absolutely right. People have been voting for the lesser of two evils for a long time, and we need to get away from that. We need to start voting for the best candidate. You never know. It's still early, a little, you know, getting people's names out there. I may not be the best candidate. Maybe there's another one. But right now, I feel confident that I am. I feel confident that I'm going to bring that back for the people. And getting that confidence is what people need. So I'm working on digital media. I'm working on getting the name out as I'm, you know, passing out yard signs as I'm going around to these county fairs and getting as much messaging out as I can. If people can start seeing the Jess Heisel more, if they could start seeing those yard signs, if they could see that digital media, hopefully I can get enough money for a billboard at one point. But getting that name recognition is huge, because people are shaken with the Democrats and Republicans right now. You know, you're absolutely right. They vote right down that line, and we are back in the same track of where we're at today, where the fighting between the two, the entrenchment of not moving And that's what people are shaking on. And I was up to, I actually went up to listen to one of the Republican candidates for governor. And it didn't show for the place that he was at. It was up in New London. And I ended up, well, let me, you don't mind if I talk, right? I'm just a little independent guy over here. And once I got on speaking at that event, people came up to me and they said, you know what? I have been disenchanted with my party. And that's where people are at. We don't feel that confidence anymore of the Republicans and Democrats. And we have to realize that. We have to realize that keeping going down the same road is detrimental to us. And we have to get back to doing what's right, doing the altruism thing, and working for the people. We can't ignore our social issues, our police, our teachers, our health care. We have to actually address these things. And the longer we ignore that, the worse it's going to get. When I first started, I started looking at some Facebook groups. I'm like, all right, let me contact these people so I can start, you know, getting that Jess Heisel name out there. I was drowning in all the groups that were out there that are trying to do the right thing and trying to help out, that are trying to be heard. And these groups are getting frustrated and they're getting angry because nobody's listening to them. It's kind of like my children. When I say, hey, pick up your shoes, you know, I tell them 10 times to pick up their shoes. And then on the 11th time, I'm yelling, pick up your damn shoes. I feel that's where we're at. We are to the point where we've said, pick up your shoes 10 times, and we're probably about the 15th time, where some people are yelling. They're like, we need help. The people need help. And we are not being heard. And I'm hoping that people can start realizing that more. And people are, as I've been going around and talking to everybody, especially at these county fairs. I'm meeting a lot of people. And that's exactly what they're saying. They say, nobody is representing us. Nobody is helping us. And the fighting that they keep putting out in the social media and the injustices that are happening, we have got to get back to fixing that.
Jess, if you can hang on for a little bit longer, would love to chat about some other issues with you here on the show. If you could stick with us through the news. Again, if any listeners have questions for Jess here as we talk to Jess Heisel, running for governor in 2022 as a third-party candidate, we'd be happy to take those. You can email those to spencer@kfiz.com. But Jess, if you could stick around, that'd be great.
I would love to. I got vacation today. We're good.
All right. Sounds good.